What's got the Dead Set Legends fired up?
You cannot be serious!
This is Barra's Big Red Fist. For Revolution Roofing, look out for their Big Red Fist on Hector Street, Osborne Park.
Or Red and Black Fist today?
Yes, and it hurts. It does hurt me to say this because I have admired this fella in the past. I saw him get his face caved in at Subiaco Oval many years ago, and he was very heroic, and he won a Brownlow medal, and he's been an outstanding player. But as a coach, I think there's no option now for him but to step down as the coach of Essendon. If he doesn't step down, I think the Bombers have to remove him. I think maybe either Mark Harvey or Thompson should keep coaching on. Either Mark Harvey should go there. He was a coach of a group of young men who got involved in some dubious practices, to say the least. They lost their court case yesterday, and so that means that 34 show cause notices are now in force on their players. 34 current and present and past players. And that means that they will be copping some suspensions. The fallout's already started.
No, they may not. It depends what answers they give.
True.
If Asada's not happy with the response to show cause, infraction notices to the AFL, tribunal hearing, suspensions.
So going by Cronulla, though, they will be suspended because Cronulla all copped. Well, they copped 3 weeks in the end. They did a deal on the side. But the fallout started already. Leroy Jetta just left the club, basically, hopefully coming to West Coast. And Patrick Ryder yesterday said, you know what, I might nick Ofsky as well. And, I think
he'll start a trend. Now, the interesting thing is you mentioned about Hurdy in the court case. This is what he said in evidence. I believe that if show cause notices are issued to current and former Essendon players by Asada, this would give rise to immeasurable damage to my reputation and my earning capacity. So he's virtually said that his credibility is shot to pieces by this court verdict. So how in the hell can you stay on? If you're saying that I've had immeasurable damage to my credibility, how can you stay as coach?
Look, you know, we just spoke to some junior coaches and they support their team and their kids. Oh. Why is he not supporting his players and not worrying about himself? Bernie, and saying, look, these guys now have to, now, oh, what?
Bernie said, on the steps of the courthouse yesterday when he stopped by the media, he says, I feel sorry for the players. Well, you were the one
got
in charge of the whole program. So if you feel sorry for them, say, sayonara, I'm out of here.
And if I was to put the devil's advocate cap on, the players are adults as well, though. How do we go about that?
There was a lack of governance.
Okay.
He was the head of a footy department that had a grievous failure of duty of care.
Okay,
no,
cool.
I agree with you, Bernie. When you've got someone like Dustin Fletcher, after 21 years, says he's told, you've got to sign a waiver form. Now, Fletcher should have said, hang on, why do I have to sign a waiver form when I've never had to do this before? But
Bingo.
You can imagine if you're an 18-year-old recruited from, say,
Perth.
South Fremantle,
and you
go across there and an 18-year-old and someone of James Heard's stature says, can you do this?
Yep.
Those kids are going to do it. He has led them up the garden path and he should resign.
Yep, Hurdy.
Sorry, Barra, I've taken your fist
No,
away.
That's perfect, mate.
Sorry, he's got another one.
I love
it's
it
okay.
when...
two.
No, no, no more. I love it when blokes come over the top and take a screamer. It's beautiful. So, Hurdy, the bottom line, you've heard it, mate. You must walk, and if you don't walk, they've got to let you go.